Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome back. Late Night News Talk, 830 WCCO. Big news today in the country. Bernie Sanders, who was running on the Democratic side of things for the presidency of the United States of America, he suspended his campaign today, and a lot of people talking about it, as we should. And joining us now to talk about it is none other than Blois Olson, WCCO political analyst and author of The Morning Take, Daily with Dave Lee at 620. He joins us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Before we talk about Bernie Sanders, Blois, how are you doing, man? How are you dealing with the COVID-19 situation?
You know, things are good. We've been blessed not to be that deeply impacted by it. Kids are old enough that they're self-directed in school. And as you know, in our business, even though it's not what we usually do every day, it's there's plenty of content and plenty to kind of consume and organize throughout the day. So all things considered, things are going well. H, thanks for asking.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. That is always good to hear. All right, the big news today, Bernie Sanders suspending his campaign. This was anticipated by many. A lot of people over the course of the last couple of weeks have been wondering what is taking so long. Your thoughts when the news finally came out this earlier this morning?
I think it's interesting how long it took him to make the decision, and then the fact that he emphasized that he's still going to keep his name on the ballot in these other states, that he would bring delegates to the convention, however the convention happens. So he clearly knows that he has influence in the Democratic Party, and I think ultimately that's what his supporters want to make sure that they carry out, because they want to continue to pull the Democratic Party towards the left on some key issues like health care, which is very timely right now. Now the thing to watch is, what kind of influence does he have over the nomination? What kind of influence does he have on Biden's policies? And do his supporters get on board? There's been this sense that, you know, Hillary Clinton could never get the Bernie supporters on board. Can Biden do it? And can he do it quickly?
You know, and I'm so glad that you brought that up, because his supporters, some, not all, okay, so I'm not gonna generalize and say all of them, but some of them are taking the, I guess you would call it the "I'm taking my ball and going home" approach, and I know that that irritates many in the Democratic Party. What do you make of maybe some of the early sentiments, maybe of some of the Bernie Sanders supporters that figure as though that they're not necessarily at this point in time willing to offer up supporting Joe Biden?
Well, I think that happens in every campaign, especially at the presidential level. There's that piece, but you know, it's April, and so you know, there's several months for the Biden supporters to get them on board. There's a lot of, to use a sports metaphor, there's a lot of game left to be played, and I think that that's part of the thing that people are going to keep an eye on is there's so much uncertainty in this election that the little piece of just what do Bernie's supporters do could be a big piece for the Democratic Party, or depending on how the election goes, it could not matter, because there could be some other factors that push this election one way or another. I think there's more variables and more volatility than I've ever seen in 30 years watching these things.
I just think that whole entire point, though, is fascinating to me. And I say it's fascinating because you'll see individuals out there, and I'm not saying I'm the biggest fan of his, but I respect him in terms of, like, he has a strong voice out there. But, like, Joe Rogan, last weekend, he came out and he stated that, you know, he would vote for Donald Trump over Joe Biden, right? And so I think a lot of people will look and they'll gravitate to certain people and opinions. And I'm not saying that endorsements should always matter, because you should always, at the end of the day, you know, go ahead and go with your gut and go with what you believe in, who you support. But I do think that it's going to be interesting to see how all of that stuff kind of ties in and goes together here for the next couple of months.
Well, if you think of the dynamics of a traditional presidential race, rallies, enthusiasm, momentum, none of that's probably going to happen for at least a month or two at the earliest. And so then you start to go into convention season. And, you know, if the conventions have to be virtual and there's no real energy in the room, in the arena, I mean, that just changes the whole feeling on both sides of the aisle. And so you're right that whether it's Rogan or somebody else, it's going to be like a new piece of news or a new endorsement or a new twist and turn, not just daily, but like two or three news cycles during the day, which normal voters, not just the media, normal voters don't keep up with or don't tune in until, you know, maybe July, August, September timeframe. Then they're going to start to have some whiplash. And depending on the economy, depending on how the president performs overall on COVID-19, depending on how Biden performs, what do these debates look like? Those are the real factors that you got to start watching now. Biden has said he's going to start screening who's going to be his vice presidential running mate. So I think that's probably one of the next bigger pieces of his campaign, because he can probably name that person a little earlier than the traditional convention, because they need to create some sort of momentum and excitement.
We're talking to Blois Olson, WCCO political analyst and author of The Morning Take Daily with Dave Lee at 6:20 here on Late Night on News Talk 830 WCCO. What did you make of the actual speech that Bernie Sanders gave today to his constituents and the people that are supporters of his? Because when I watched it on television, it was interesting to see how he presented himself and how he was talking to all of us, because the way that I perceived it and took it, he was rather lukewarm on supporting Joe Biden. He referred to Biden as, quote, a decent man. What did you make of what you saw today?
Well, I think, you know, when senators talk and they call each other decent men, it's like you and I at an establishment having a cold one saying he's a good guy. So I wouldn't look that deep into that word per se, but I think you do have to know that this is twice in a row that the Democratic establishment has prevented him, after he's had a lot of momentum, he raised more money, from getting the nomination. And so it stings, it hurts. And I think he's signaling, look, I'm on board, but you probably have to show me a little more love before I'm all in and enthusiastic. And that's also the mood of his supporters. And so I think he was trying to reflect the mood of his supporters, because if he came out there full guns a-blazing for Joe Biden today, his supporters might even be more upset after a bruising primary campaign.
I got a take. I want your take on my take. One of the things that I think that Bernie Sanders needs to reconcile and think about moving forward is that, because I love his energy, I love his passion, I love his thoughts on a bunch of different topics, including healthcare. But one of the things that I feel like is problematic for him is that he has had people that have been supporters of his the last couple of times now who continue to say things, tweet things, and put their foots in their mouths. Sean King is somebody that, and Sean King is a very outspoken, you know, individual out there on the front lines that you know, he finds himself as a champion of civil rights and advocating for, you know, people that can't advocate for themselves. And he, you know, he seeks truth and justice, right? And quite frankly, I respect him for that. He went to Morehouse College. That's my alma mater. But he says things at times to me that's infuriating, because I'm like, I don't know where you're going with this. And it's not a good look, not only for you, but also for the candidate that you're trying to support. There was also a young lady a couple of days ago that took a shot at, and I can't remember her name right offhand, but she took a shot at John Lewis. And I think that a lot of elder African-Americans in the country looked and said, how dare you? So I think that if he's ever going to try to think about being a person that's, and I don't know if he'll ever try to run for the presidency again, because he's up there in age. But the bottom line is I think that there were a lot of missteps by some of the younger people in his campaign that have supported him.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is one of those things I talk about a lot, is the political spectrum traditionally that we learned about in school was a line with left and right. Now it's more of a circle. And I would just say that one part of the circle has a certain amount of anger, either generational, based on the color of your skin, based on your economic circumstances. And Bernie does have some of those supporters. Interestingly enough, Trump has some of those supporters too. And so that spectrum being more of a circle than a line now shows that those folks who are disenchanted, those folks who feel empowered by social media, those people who don't necessarily know history, or frankly, they may know a little history, but they don't care because they're living in the here and now. They have louder voices than they've ever had before in this process. And we've kind of celebritized a lot of these pundits and analysts and celebrities into our politics. And so we have these emotional reactions. And that's what I referred to earlier as this roller coaster we're going to be on between now and October and November. There's going to be a lot of regretful tweets, a lot of deleted tweets. The question is, can we hold it together? Or better yet, can we not, you know, put as a shiny, bright of light on Twitter and social media as we maybe do candidates' policies on debates and things like that? And that's where I think, you know, we've just fallen short the last few election cycles.
Blois, the final thing, and then we'll let you go. I think that a lot of people today are now all of a sudden anticipating, at what point does Barack Obama say something? Is that what a lot of people are anticipating, you think?
Yeah, I think they are. I think a lot of people are wondering what Obama's role is going to be and how important it is. It's different when you've been out a term, especially with the importance of African-American voters for the Democratic Party, and especially as you look at like states like Michigan right now, and COVID and Obama's role. There's going to be he's going to have a bigger role in this campaign for sure. Not to mention the nominee is the guy who, you know, was his number two for all those years. So but don't worry. I'm guessing Biden's got some chits to cash in.
That's the voice of Blois Olson, WCCO political analyst and author of The Morning Take Daily with Dave Lee at 6:20. Hey, Blois, I appreciate you hanging out with me tonight here on Late Night.
No problem, Henry. Anytime. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. Sure. Blois Olson is the best, man. He's awesome. He does a great job of covering this, the political landscape, and I'm totally appreciative of him hanging out with me on a Wednesday night at 10:15 at night on Late Night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.